Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our next guest is a big deal. He scored one of the biggest upsets in Raiders-Steelers lore. When he came in here with the Raiders back in 09, beat the Steelers, and that went a long way in the defending Super Bowl champions missing the playoffs this year. And because of that, Malzi, he is still treated so nicely by the Raiders organization. In fact, even though the Raiders have left Oakland, now that they're in Vegas, the Raiders, Mark Davis, they still fly Bruce Gradkowski out to Las Vegas to do pregame for Raiders broadcasts.
Viva Las Vegas.
What hotel do they put you up in? Are you at a casino when you go there, Bruce?
Well, all the hotels there are casinos, but it's the M Resort. It's where the Raiders, you know, the Raiders team hotel. It's off the strip a little bit. But, man, I've been going back to my favorite restaurant every weekend. Like, I've been out there the last, like, three times in the last month. And I'll go
What's the
eat
restaurant?
Aria.
Okay. What do you have?
It's a restaurant in Aria called Catch, and I get these sushi rolls. I get some oysters. I get some shrimp cocktail. I get a little Tito's and soda, you know. So
you get a lime Moscow or lemon mule. Thrown in there.
That's the fit man's drink, Bruce.
A little Moscow mule, the fit man's
nice.
Drink. You know, Chris, I'm trying to stay on it. I got it. Got to stay fit. You know, I might even oil the shoulder up, try to see if I could throw a football again.
Well, was that with designs on the USFL,
hey,
Bruce?
Kirby Wilson's coaching the Maulers. You know him, Bruce.
Oh, Todd Haley, Kirby. I mean, but guys, my shoulder at the end was not good. Haley even said that to me. He said, come on, Bruce, you know you weren't on the team because your ability. You were just a good energy guy, good guy to have around.
Wow.
I was like, come
that's
on,
a little
man.
Bit. That's a little blunt. But you know what, though? Two things, Bruce. Your shoulder might be bad from a football perspective at this point, but I noticed that the competitive fire still burns, and that shoulder was plenty good enough on your Instagram post to swat one from your son on the basketball court about 800 feet after he had made a lucky bank shot over you.
Well, the funniest thing about that, so Roman's playing basketball right now and hockey, and I hand Miranda my phone. It's the end of his practice. And I know Roman's going to want to shoot around a little, so I say, here, Miranda, video this. Because my plan is I'm going to swat him, and it's going to be funny. So Roman goes up, and the first shot was the one I missed the block, and he banks it in.
A teardrop.
He started screaming. He's like, yeah, yeah. And so then I had to get the block on tape. So I was like, here, Rome, try it again. And then that's why I had to really – that's probably why you saw –
Bruce, you absolutely sent that second shot to hell, man. Like, that it was just an unbelievably violent block.
Did he cry?
No, he didn't cry. But it also, Chris, it hit off the wall, and it bounced back and hit another six-year-old kid, and the kid fell. And I was like, oh, shoot, you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm okay. He said he's okay before I asked him, so I was like, okay, good.
In all seriousness, though, if Haley did call you up and say, you want to win a USFL championship, do you think you could dominate that league and win it at this point in life? Like, I feel like you probably still could, Bruce.
I mean, you know, as a competitor, I definitely would be like, man, that'd be fun. And number one, like, I would want my body to feel good. Now, as far as, like, moving around, I feel pretty good. But it's the shoulder. I mean, we see it with all the best quarterbacks and, you know, any quarterback, is you could play as long as your shoulder and arm hold up on you. And that's what kind of went on me towards the end. It was frustrating. So, I mean, man, if I could throw it around, I would love to. Because, you know, as I'm watching so much football, it is, a lot of guys you just watch is decision making, it's accuracy, it's, you know, making those right reads and decisions, and honestly, at the end of the day, it's bringing what you can to the locker room, and that's why it's kind of fun to watch what these Bengals are doing now. I just, you know, when I talked to Burrow before the season, I'm just like, man, I don't know if the Bengals are close,
but
man,
drop.
This dude's got me. He's got me believing. Like, so he is that guy that is similar to Tom Brady that has the ability to kind of raise the level of play of the guys in that locker room.
Bruce, if I gave you Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert, one of those three, next 10 years, who are you taking?
Ooh.
I'm taking Burrow. You know, and it's between Burrow or Allen to me, because Josh Allen, he's special in just his abilities, right? I mean, so is Herbert, don't get me wrong. But I love Allen's competitiveness. He's a football player. He has the top rushing grade for us at PFF. I mean, just what he does besides throwing the football is pretty sweet. So I'm a fan of Josh Allen. But at the end of the day, Joe Burrow is a guy that processes information, can run your offense, get you in different plays, be accurate with the football. He extends plays as well. And I love what Burrow brings. Like, I just think he's that next Tom Brady type guy.
So, Bruce Gradkowski with us. I introduced you with all the Raiders stuff because there's so many rumors about Derek Carr. You're around that team so much. You're hearing what's being said. You're on in Pittsburgh, so you don't have to worry about what you're going to say here, getting back to everybody in Vegas. What do you think? Are they really going to move on from him this offseason, Bruce? Do you think that Carr is available in a trade?
I'm just thankful there's no, like, Twitter or Instagram or any online stuff that they can hear this in Vegas right now. So,
between us.
Honestly, after the season, I was thinking to myself, because I like Rich Bisacci. He was a special teams coach. He was a special teams coach when I was in Tampa. I've known him for years. I really like him. But I was thinking, I was like, if they want to keep things intact, I think they keep Bisacci, keep Carr. But if Mark Davis is looking to go in a different direction, I wouldn't be surprised if they blew it up, if they fired Mayock, if they didn't bring Bisacci back, if they traded away Carr. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the route they go. And it'll be interesting to keep an eye on. Look, I think Carr does a phenomenal job. I mean, he had a good season. It's just when we get to the playoffs now, it's, you know, we're talking the best of the best. You know, what quarterback's going to elevate, you know, their play individually, but also the ones around them. And that's where it comes down to. You know, Carr missed a few reads at the end of that football game in Cincinnati, you know, and that was just, that's what's tough, you know, because you can't have those in key moments like that. But I also, guys, think about what Carr had to lead through as well during this year. And that's,
I know you weren't always the biggest Carr guy. I know that we've talked on the air and you've always kind of been, you know, take him or leave him, but it sounds like maybe he did earn some of your respect this season.
He definitely earned my respect this season because how he handled everything. I mean, it just wasn't an easy year. And I think a lot of things he said publicly was spot on, and he did it the right way. But at times too, I don't know. I don't know if he's that guy that gets his team past where he's at. But now, if you know, who knows? I mean, we're seeing right now Stafford with a good situation with the Rams. You know, how does that unfold here through the playoffs? I keep saying it all the time. You need a guy that just doesn't have just the ability, but raises the level of play with his whole team. I mean, that's the reason why Big Ben won Super Bowls, right? You know, maybe it wasn't always perfect, but when you need him to make a play in a key moment when the game's on the line, he made the play. Whether it was a tackle because of Jerome Bettis' fumble, whether it was the dime to Santonio Holmes in the corner of the end zone, like, it didn't matter. He was going to make that play. And so when you go through these playoffs, is Stafford going to make that play? Is Jimmy G going to make that play? You know what happens with Ryan Tannehill and Joe Burrow, that matchup. And we've seen Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes. We've seen them make those plays. Josh Allen, we saw the game last week. So, to me, it's what quarterback really elevates their guys. And at this point in the season, man, you have to play lights out. You have to have a game like Josh Allen did last week. But that has to go through the playoffs. I mean, look at Joe Flacco when they won the Super Bowl. You know, Flacco played lights out through the playoffs. He had like 12 touchdowns to zero interceptions. You just got to get on that hot streak and keep it rolling.
It's interesting the way you break it all down with the quarterback specifically, Bruce, because, like, to me, Derek Carr is an objectively, he is a good football player. He's a good quarterback. Like, Garoppolo's good enough to have gotten a team to the precipice of a Super Bowl win, and then they pull an upset last week, although he throws a really ugly pick. But, like, when you're naming these guys, it's one of those chicken and the egg things. You've got to see them do, you know, if they make the big throws, then you say, okay, that's a big-time player. He can win you a title. But in the case of Carr, I feel like I've seen enough out of him to feel like he's never going to make that play. Like, he's got a glass ceiling above his head, and I would say that about a lot of the guys that might be available this offseason to the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just what's tough. I mean, the thing with Carr, I would say that as well. And then there were a few moments this season, you know, on Thanksgiving in Dallas, boom, big win. You know, that the last stretch of the season for the Raiders, the last month, you know, he didn't play his best ball, but against the Colts on the fourth down, when they needed him to make a play, he made it. Against the Chargers, they find a way to win. You know, so there's been moments that he has done it, but is he that guy? Like, I mean, look, he's a lot better options than a lot of guys out there. I mean, Carr finished with the 12th best passing grade this year for us at PFF. I mean, he's a top quarterback in the league, but where are you trying to go? And we talked about this earlier about Carson Wentz. Like, where do the Colts go? You know, where do the Steelers go? Like, where are these guys going next? Like, Carr's a better upgrade for the Steelers if you have Carr next season than what you have.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of interesting things in, like, where you want to go with this team. But I really respect the fact of how the Steelers do business, though. I think they do give their guys opportunities. They give them a chance to prove themselves. Look, Mason Rudolph hasn't had a legit shot to go through a stretch after that one season Ben got hurt. You know, now with Matt Canada, what's this offense look like, and where do they go from here?
But I don't think if it's all about mobility and moving the pocket and running around a little bit more in the offense and having that quarterback that's a threat to beat teams with his legs, whether it's running or extending plays, Mason Rudolph's not that guy, Bruce.
No, he's not. But that's where, like, Mason Rudolph has to – you got to process things like Tom Brady. You got to make quick, decisive decisions. You got to be accurate with the football. You have to execute the offense. Put your offense in a good play, in good position. You know, you got to be able to audible and check out of plays and read a defense. So you just have to have different strengths. You don't need a guy like Josh Allen. Like, of course, we're talking top of the top. Yeah, I'd want a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, guys that can move around. Even Joe Burrow, he extends plays. He moves around. He runs for first downs. Aaron Rodgers, we've seen it all his career. But if you're going to be a pocket passer, you got to process things. You got to get the ball out of your hand. You got to be quick and accurate and decisive. That's something Mason Rudolph has to be next season. He has to be process things faster. He has to be accurate with the football. He has to make the right reads and adjustments. You can't hold the football in the pocket and take sacks and all that. And that's kind of where it comes. So he can get it done, but just the things I mentioned, that those all have to continue to improve.
Bruce, what do you make of the intangible part of it with Rudolph? Roethlisberger sort of alluded to it and said, you know, he's not going to have to worry about coming in and knowing he won't get to start because I'm basically here. And then Rudolph sort of reiterated that. He said, I'm going to get to try to sort of be the leader I've always been without having a veteran Hall of Famer around. Like, they both sort of said the same thing. Do you buy it all? To what degree, if at all, do you buy the idea that Rudolph could be a changed man just because he actually knows he's going to get a real shot this time around?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that was not the problem. I mean, it was a good problem to have. But even when I signed with the Steelers, I'm not signing with the Steelers to compete for the starting job. You know, you're signing to be a great teammate, to do your job, to be ready and available if and say Ben needs a break. He gets hurt. He's not out there. And how do you continue to help the team, you know? So it's definitely a different sense of, you know, it's different sense of urgency in this position. You know, I felt it myself, you know, in Pittsburgh. And that's probably was a detriment to me, is not having a sense of urgency like I'm competing for something. You know, it's not always fun just sitting there and knowing you're the backup and you're probably never going to play. I mean, you want to play, you want to compete. So I do think Mason Rudolph is going to be a different sense of urgency this offseason. He has to compete and play well. And, you know, Tomlin's all about competing. So whoever he has in that quarterback room, nothing's going to be handed to them. They know they have to earn it, and not just earn it through this offseason time, and this is when it starts, but they got to earn it actually on the field playing well.
Bruce, let's say Art Rooney calls you and said, hey, I got a job for you. You're going to be my quarterback consultant. I'm going to pay you six figures to just tell me what to do with my quarterback position, okay? First of all, I think that's a job you would probably take. And he said, all right, if I have two veteran quarterbacks available for the same price, I can get Derek Carr for a second-round pick, or I can get Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick. Which one is Bruce Gradkowski telling the Rooneys, hey, pull the trigger on this guy?
Man, that, you know, that's a good question. And I'll give you, you know, you're not paying me the big bucks, so I don't know how much information I could give you, but.
So wait a minute, this information's pay for play here? If we grease the wheels, we're going to get better takes?
Well, maybe I want to keep my option open. Maybe Mr. Rooney heard that, and he's like, wait a minute, Bruce, don't give all your secrets away. But no, when I look at this, honestly, like, as I study quarterbacks, it's crazy to me because I look at guys like Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, great quarterbacks. I mean, really good quarterbacks. You know what I mean? They have the numbers. They process things. They're accurate. They make all the throws. Boom, your offense can be a top offense. You can have all the stats you want. But at the end of the day, do they have that other factor that's helping their team get to the playoffs, win championships, compete in that division? Like, that's the question mark. And I think it comes from someone having that extra factor, that leadership factor. And I'm not saying Carr and Jimmy G don't have it, but that's where I'm saying when I make this decision, when I look at Jimmy G and I look at Derek Carr, I think Jimmy G has more of that it factor than Derek Carr does. I think that's why Jimmy G, not that he played the greatest when they made that Super Bowl run, but that's why the Niners are still around a little bit. I think, but then I also look at Carr. If Carr's in Los Angeles with McVay, or he's in San Fran with Kyle Shanahan, or he's in Green Bay with Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett, I think Carr's doing what these guys are doing. I do think Carr can get it done. So it's such a tough decision. I look at Jimmy G. The guy operates. He's poised. He's composed. I think the team loves him. I don't think there's anyone on the team that would not go to bat for Jimmy G. So in my case, that's why I like Jimmy G. I think he's a guy. I think he's a competitor. I think dudes like him, play for him. But he also does make a boneheaded decision once or twice a game. It's guaranteed.
I mean,
it's guaranteed. And then Derek Carr, on the other side, look, you know, I sometimes don't always agree with him, maybe how he handles communicating with his receivers.
I mean, he's spiking the ball on first down at the goal. I thought that situation was boneheaded at the end of that Bengals game, that spike there. And then I didn't like the throw on fourth down. It's not even to the end zone, Bruce. It's short.
Yeah. Well, that sequence right there, and, you know, I'll take you back a series. So the time before, he had Darren Waller on a 3rd-and-3 on a crossing route, about 3 or 4 yards from him, and honestly on the 5-yard line. And he just overthrew Darren Waller. And it probably was a quick reaction. Maybe he was throwing it away or not, but he had Darren Waller. If he hits him, Darren Waller walks into the end zone. Now on that last series, they're only fighting for a field goal. Now on that last series, I don't mind the clock. You got, you know, we got 3 shots of this. Let's stop the clock and let's go. And then, but the very first play after the clock, you know, if you're reading that progression he has, Darren Waller sits about on the 2-3 yard line. He's open. and the linebacker kind of falls off into that like kind of skinny post, like that in route, and Carr kind of forces that. I wish he would have just banged it on Darren Waller. He might fall into the end zone. Now, look, those are reads. Those are plays. Every given, you know, Sunday, we make a read. We make a mistake on a read. That stuff happens. But it's unfortunate in that moment. And then, yeah, on the fourth down, I didn't care for maybe – I wish the Raiders spread them out a little bit more. They stayed in that snug formation. They had Darren Waller chipping on that last one. So, realistically, you have three guys out with Waller being a late release guy and only a four-man rush by the Bengals. I didn't care for that, you know. So, there's a lot of things there, man. But I think for what the Raiders have been through this year, I thought it was a year they should be proud of how they finished and where they got to. And I think Carr did play a part in that with his leadership.
Bruce, thank you so much. Good luck with either the USFL as a quarterback or as a coach.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.